Senator Linda Wilson says the legislation is needed now because Washington is behind nearly every other state in providing in-person instruction.
Nearly 80% of our students remain prohibited from in-person learning, despite that the governor has revised his position and says that schools can be reopened safely.
The measure was introduced on the same day Senate Republican leader John Braun encouraged the governor to do everything in his power to reopen schools. Under the bill, schools may not be closed for in-person learning beyond 10 consecutive school days without the approval of the governor, the secretary of health, or a local health officer.
Most of my constituents are telling me they want their kids back to school full time, and they know that it can be done safely, and they don't understand why it isn't allowed.
I'm Tracy Ellis.